I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Mostly sunny today. We'll see a high near 61 degrees, a west wind at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to around 20. The SIU Carbondale campus will soon be going through some changes. WSIU's Brad Palmer reports on a campus meeting designed to discuss that process.
Chancellor Carlo Montemagno introduced a plan last week to overhaul the school's academic structure. But he says the plan is not set in stone and he welcomes feedback. A group of faculty and students has organized a community meeting today to discuss the implications of the reorganization plan. The entire campus community is invited. SIUC Faculty Association President Dave Johnson says the more input, the better.
These decisions that we're making right now are really decisions that are too big, I think, for any one individual to be making on his or her own. And so we're hoping to bring more voices to the table and get the whole campus involved in shaping the future of the campus.
Montemagno's plan involves restructuring the school's current offering of 8 colleges with 42 departments and schools to 5 colleges and 18 schools, including law and medicine. The campus community meeting runs from 5 to 6:30 this evening in room 124 of the Parkinson Building. I'm Brad Palmer.
Governor Bruce Rauner says action to ban local right-to-work zones is, quote, a damaging loss for the economic competitiveness of Illinois. The Senate voted 42-13 yesterday to overturn Governor Rauner's veto. The Republican wants to give local communities the authority to establish right-to-work policies. That enables employees to hold a union job with union protections without joining a bargaining unit or paying dues. Rauner says it's crucial to cities and counties trying to compete for jobs with other states. But a federal judge ruled in January that Lincolnshire's right-to-work zone violated federal law. It reserves authority for such restrictions to state legislatures only. As the fall veto session begins, lawmakers are facing a number of bills filed in response to the mass shooting in Las Vegas. The various measures target trigger modifications and add-ons like bump stocks, while at least one bans assault rifles altogether. Representative Marty Moylan is sponsoring one of the bills that's opposed by gun rights groups.
This is not a knee-jerk reaction. This is what we do responsibly to protect our citizens. It's upon us to act responsibly to pass common sense gun legislation.
NRA lobbyist Todd Vandermeide says most of the bills simply go too far.
This may be a response to what took place in Las Vegas. The net result is criminalizing a lot of very common things that gun owners do to modify their guns to make them shoot better, to make them shoot more accurately. And it seems to be a gross overreaction to criminalize these actions.
The Illinois State Rifle Association is reportedly negotiating with lawmakers on a bill that would outlaw the sale or possession of bump stocks. I'm Jennifer Fuller.